ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 13, verse number 20. Rahu ganatva mapihya tvanusya. Rahu ganatva mapiya tvanusya. Sanyasya sanyas tadanda krita bhuta maitra. Sanyas tadanda krita bhuta maitra. Asajjitatma hari sevayashitam. Asajjitatma hari sevayashitam. Yana simadhaya tarati param. Asimadhaya tarati param. As it is already late, I will go forward. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear King Rahugana, you are also a victim of the external energy. Being situated in the path of attraction, to material pleasure, so that you may become an equal friend to all living entities, I now advise you to give up your kingly position and the rod by which you punish criminals. Give up attraction to the sense object and take up the sword of knowledge sharpened by devotion and service. Then you will be able to cut the hard knot of illusory energy and cross to the other side of the ocean of nations. Beautiful, eh? Like, finally, this is the final verse of Jad Bharat. Conclusion. This is conclusion of Jad Bharat. Yeah. Purport by His Divine Grace. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna compares the material world to a tree of illusion from which one must cut oneself free. Narupa masheya tatto palabhyate nantor nachadir nachasam pratishta asvatam inam suviru damulam asanga shastrena dridena siddha tata padam tat parimar gitavyam yasmin gata na nivartanti buha tameva chadyam purusham prapadde yata pravridhi parasrita purani. The real form of this tree cannot be perceived in this world. No one can understand where it ends, where it begins, or where its foundation is. But with determination, one must cut down this tree with the weapon of detachment. So doing, one must seek that place from which, having once gone, one never returns, and there surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything has begun, and in whom everything is abiding since time immemorial. Bhagavad Gita 15, verses 3 and 4. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanam Janam Shalakaya Chakurun Militamena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Manobistam, Sapitam Yena Bhutale, Saiham Rupa Kadamayam, Adati Svaparam Tigam, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Padayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gora Dvishe Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kipa Sindhu Vyevacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Mukham Karoti Vacharam, Pango Mlangayate Girim, Yat Kripam Tamaham Vande, Shri Guru Dinataranam.
For this is the last mercy of Maharaj Rahugana, my dear king, of Jajvaraj, sorry. My dear king, Rahugana, you are also a victim of the external energy, being situated in the path of attraction to material pleasure. That means what I was saying up to now was speaking about you. Also, indirectly, through the allegory, he's not telling directly everything to the king, but indirectly. But that person about whom I was speaking is actually also you. So that you may become an equal friend to all living entities, I now advise you to give up your kingly position and the rod by which you punish criminals. Give up your position. This is instruction. Give up your kingly position. Give up your rod. And become equal friend to all living entities. Give up attraction to the sense object and take up the sword of knowledge sharpened by devotional service. Then you will be able to cut the heart knot of illusory energy and cross to the other side of the ocean of nations. Ocean of Nations, Bhava Sindhu, Taruhi Bhava Sindhu, Durlabha Manava Janama Satsangi. Bhava Sindhu is the Ocean of Nations, Ocean of Ignorance. We are living in an ocean of ignorance, only ignorance. Up to the horizon, only ignorance. From where we are, in all direction, to the horizon, in all direction, only ignorance. This is material existence. How can you become free by becoming equal friend to all living entities? Giving up any position in this world? That means to become Trinadapi Sunichen, more humble than blade of grass. This is what he is telling him now. You are a king, you are so proud, but I have come to help you to give up your pride. I have come to help you to accept that you are not a king, but just an insignificant living entity. If you accept that, then you will become friend to all other living entities, because you will no more think that you are better than them. You will think, oh, I am insignificant.
When you realize that you are insignificant, natural effect is that you become friendly to all. So I came to help you, oh Raghugana. Give up your position. Stop thinking that you are great, because you are not great. Nobody is great. Only Krishna is great. And the eternal associate of Krishna, who have surrendered their entire life and soul to his lotus feet, they are great. Except them, everybody is very fallen and very insignificant. Give up attraction to sense object. Don't be attracted by this material world which is surrounding you on all sides, because this is the ocean of nations. Don't be attracted. Rather, take the sword of transcendental knowledge and cut this illusion. But you will need also the strength of devotional service. Vairagya Vidya Ninja Bhakti Yoga. Only knowledge will not be enough to cut off the illusion. You need to surrender yourself to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And then you will gain Vairagya, renunciation, and Vidya, knowledge, automatically. Just by surrendering to Krishna, one gets renunciation and knowledge. You don't have to strive so much for them. Because Krishna said, Tesham satata yuktanam vajratam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yinamam upayantite. To those who worship me constantly with love, I give the knowledge how to come to me. This is only knowledge that we need, really. We don't need to know everything about the Vedas and the details of the material universe. We need to know how to come to Krishna. This is topmost knowledge. And Krishna gives this to those who worship him with love and devotion, constantly, satata. Satata means always, yuktanam, always connected. Bhajatam, they worship Krishna with a priti purvakam, that means with love and affection. Not only out of formality, but with love. They do this because they feel very deep love for Krishna. So this is the conclusion. This is the mercy of Jad Bharat. Shri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adama Janara Bandhu. So don't think that you are a king. You are not a king. You are an Adama. Adama Janara Bandhu. You are a fallen fellow. Fallen fellow. Sound nice, huh? Fallen fellow. Fallen fellow. Fallen fellow. That's what you are. But Sri Guru is Adama Janara Bandhu. He is the friend of the fallen souls. So he comes. So Jad Bharat is also a manifestation of Sri Guru coming to save Maharaj Raghugana. Because Maharaj Raghugana has become Bhagyavan Jiva, fortunate soul. Somehow or other, he must have done something that attracted to him the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Somehow or other, he crossed. He was on his palanquin that day. So many kings are going in palanquin every day, but they don't meet Mahabhagavat, such as Jad Bharat, every day. That's very rare. That was his good fortune, that His career became, I don't know what, sick or harmed his leg, and he had to found another career. And Jad Bharat was
not far, so they found him. This is Bhagavan Jiva. No? He was not searching for the absolute truth, he was searching for some poor guy who can carry his palanquin. But he found Mahabhagavat. This is good fortune. Unknowingly, he found him. As soon as he chose him, that he was blessed. Because somehow or other, if you accept dear associate of Krishna, you become blessed. Because they are equal friend to all living entities. So even if you accept him as your servant and you ask him to carry you, still you will be blessed. Because he will give you some mercy. By his presence, by his words. So now, I think that Jad Bharaj completely crushed down the pride and the illusion of Maharaj Rahugana by telling him this allegory. Really, you know, this is how to say the plain truth. He's not making a bypass, huh? He's going really directly to the subject. So this is the mercy of Guru, mercy of Krishna. When someone becomes blessed by Krishna, Krishna sent his representative in order to connect that person to him. That's why we are eternally grateful to the spiritual master, because he has come to give us the only chance to be saved from this world of illusion and frustration. That is Sri Guru. He whose feet are compared to a lotus. Sri Guru Charana Padma. A Vande Guru Sri Charana Binda. Sri means he is endowed with spiritual energy. Sri means Radharani. You know? Sri is the name of Radharani. Jaya Sri. This is Radha. Sri is Radha. By expansion, Sri is also Lakshmi, but originally Sri is Radha. That's why when we say Sri Krishna, that means Radha Krishna. So Radharani is empowering such person. So he's called Sri Guru, because he is empowered by the divine energy of compassion of Radharani. She is the origin of compassion. Karuna Sindhu. We say, "Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu," but she is said to be more merciful even than Krishna. Maybe even if Krishna can be said to be merciful, because maybe he's trying to emulate her qualities. Because Krishna always always completely fascinated by Radharani. So when you're fascinated by someone, naturally you just develop the quality of that person. No? It's natural. It is said that when you think about someone, you develop some percentage of the qualities of that person. So this is how Krishna is eating all his qualities. You can say. So I think Krishna will not be offended if we say this. He is getting his qualities because always he's thinking about Radharani. That's why he has unlimited qualities. We can say this. In Tattva or in Rasa, under rasa consideration, we can say Krishna is getting his qualities because he's always thinking about Radha. Therefore, some percentage of her quality entered into his heart also. So he becomes compassionate, Karuna Sindhu, because she is
origin of compassion, unlimited compassion. So Sri, one who is empowered by her mercy, is called Sri Guru, representative of Radharani. He's not an ordinary person. So to such a person, we offer our obeisances as soon as we awaken in the morning. What is the first thing that a devotee does when he awakes in the morning? He prays to his guru? Yeah. According to Jiva Goswami, we have to change the name of the Lord first. Then offer our obeisances to Guru. But chanting the name of Gurudev, this is also like chanting the name of Krishna. Because Sikshat Daritvena Samasta Shastra is no different from Krishna. So we take shelter of spiritual master first thing when we awaken to remember our position. Oh, I am fortunate because I have a connection with my Gurudev. No? Then we go to Mangalati and meditate on the quality of spiritual master. This is Dhyayam Stubham Stasya Shastri Sandhyam. This is the first Sandhyam of the day before sunrise. We meditating on the glory of the spiritual master. So last time we were speaking about this Shikshastakam, Gurvastakam, we stopped at third verse. No? So we remember by the mercy of Vishwanath, or we, let's say, Vishwanath is giving us a guided meditation. You know, this guided meditation? You close your eyes and someone will guide you in meditation. This is like this. When we sing the song of the Acharya, they are guiding our meditation. Just we can become carried by their words. Because their inspiration is much more better than our. So Vishwanath Chakravarti is guiding our meditation on spiritual master. And then he said, Chaturvida Sri Bhagavat Prasad Saddana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangam. Spiritual master is engaged in offering four different kind of food stuff to the Supreme Lord. Sakshat Chaturvida, four kind. One which is chewed, one which is swallowed, one which is licked, and one which is what? Sucked. Chaturvida, Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Offering the food to Krishna and thus collecting after the Prasad, the mercy of Krishna. Then distributing that mercy. Sadvana Triptan Haribhakta Sangam to the devotees and looking the devotees receiving that mercy. Kridvaiva Triptim Vajatose. Triptim means satisfaction. He is feeling satisfaction with this. I offer my humble obeisances to such spiritual master whose feet are compared to a lotus. So why the spiritual master is satisfied? He's not satisfied by filling his belly with the prasad. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur doesn't say this. He said he is more satisfied by seeing the other taking prasad. No? Because great soul is naturally more satisfied by distributing than by taking for himself. He finds more joy by giving than by taking for himself. Isn't it? So by distributing prasad, he feels happiness. Why he feels happiness? He's not feeling happiness because he is feeling the belly of others.
or that would be like philanthropism, humanitarianism. Spiritual master is so merciful, he's filling the belly of all conditioned soul. Is it the purport of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur? No. Because the spiritual master knows the value of that Bhagavad Prasad. This is like a very valuable substance. And he's giving that to others. Will this fill their belly or not? This is not the question. Even if they got some one drop or one, how to say, one morsel, small morsel, they'll be benefited. He knows this. Thus he distributes. Let them get this remnants of Krishna, Bhagavad Prasad, because he knows these remnants are the embodiment of Radha and Krishna's mercy. The complete mercy of Radha and Krishna is transferred into these remnants of food. No? We are always asking for mercy. No? We want mercy. Because the dynamic principle in spiritual life is mercy. The only way to progress, the only way to attain Krishna is mercy. Without mercy, we cannot make progress and we can never attain eternal abode of Radha and Krishna. So we need mercy, no? We are a beggar of mercy. Vaishnava must be seeking mercy anywhere and everywhere, like Parikshit Maharaj. You know Parikshit? When he was in the womb of Uttara, he saw Krishna appearing there. Huh? And Krishna just chased away the Brahmastra, or is it the chakra, or club. Actually, he transformed his club into a chakra because he started to wheel his club so fast. It became like a chakra. And he protected Maharaj. But Maharaj Parikshit saw that Lord, so beautiful. He was a baby in the womb and he was looking. Oh. He was looking the Lord. So when he came out of the womb after, he was always searching, where is that person? Whom I saw when I was in the womb of my mother. Where is he? So wherever he was casting his glance, he was searching for that person in order to see him again. That's why he got the name Parikshita. Means the one who is searching everywhere. Parikshita. So in that same way, we have to become Parikshita. Searching everywhere for the mercy. Where is some mercy? Oh, I want some mercy. I need. If someone tells us that there is some mercy there, we have to run there and be on the file. We have to be on the file to receive the mercy. Always very anxious to get some drops of mercy. Because we know that is the only thing that can save us, no? Is Kripa, Prasad. So, out of their unlimited compassion, Radha and Krishna, they are giving their mercy to all conditioned soul in the form of the remnants of their foodstuff. How is that so? Because they taste this food. And when they taste it, they actually the nectar from their lips becomes infused in the food. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. Adharamrita, this is called Krishna Adharamrita. Nectar of the lips of Krishna becomes transferred to the food.
So when we taste the food after, not only the food becomes completely spiritualized, Satchitananda, that's one point, but not only that, it becomes infused with the nectar of Krishna's lips. So when we taste the prasadam, we don't only taste the taste of the food, but it is mixed with another taste. And that other taste is the real mercy of Krishna. Because that taste will transfer into our heart this prema, pure love for Krishna. So the great Vaishnavas who are situated on the platform of pure love, when they taste the prasad of Radha and Krishna, they can taste that flavor. When we are offenders, means a paradi, offending the holy name, we eat the prasad, but we don't experience that. We experience only the taste of the tongue. Oh, it's nice. I like this. It's tasty. No, let me fill my belly. It's tasty, so let me fill my belly. Then after I'll be happy. That's already nice. One will become purified by doing so. But as long as one is offending the holy name, he cannot realize the nature of Mahaprasad. Because when he is chanting, he is making some offenses. So when after he is taking the prasad, he cannot realize. He cannot taste, you know, the nectar of Krishna's lips. But when Mahaprabhu receives the remnants of Lord Jagannath, just by looking at the prasad, some tears start falling from his eyes like torrents of rain. He was so much overwhelmed by a feeling of incredible good fortune that he could only cry. He was just looking at the prasad in his palm and shedding tears. Yes, because he knew this is a Krishna Adharamrita, very special substance. By receiving this, one is really fortunate. This is called Bhagavat Prasad, the mercy of Krishna. Then what Mahaprabhu did, he took a little bit, then he kept the other for the devotees, wrapped in the corner of his clothes. Then he brought to Sarvadamodar Ramananda Roy and gave to them. Look what I got from Lord Jagannath. This is nectar of the lips of Krishna. Please take some and taste it. Then they started to taste. And Mahaprabhu said, you have already tasted camphor, you have already tasted all these flavors, you know, sugar, candy, all these things. But this flavor that I am giving to you now, you have never tasted before. Because there is some other ingredients, which is Krishna Adharamrita. So when you taste it, it looks like new substance. You have never tasted that before. So Lord Chaitanya has the ideal guru, perfect example of spiritual master, because he is in the mood of Radharani and she is the Adi Guru, original spiritual master. He is showing the nature of Mahaprasad, how to offer prasad to Krishna and how to honor that prasad. It's not only about offering, it's also about honoring. And we said to honor prasad. Yeah? We don't say to devour prasad, but to honor prasad. That's why we have to sing the song always before, but we not give our song. We should not skip the song. You see, not respectful. We should always sing.
Because in this song there is the mercy of Bhaktivinoda to awaken our consciousness before serving this prasad. So our consciousness will become awakened. We have to sing the song while understanding the words of the song. Then we will approach the prasad with a special feeling, no? And everything is about attitude in path of spiritual life, devotional life. How you approach Krishna, in that way Krishna will make you perceive or not. So if you approach the Mahaprasada with very deep, gratefulness, very deep expectation, very deep respect, you will perceive something. If you devour it, you may perceive only, you may not have time to perceive anything. But if you do in that way, you'll perceive. Every day, Radharani cooks in the morning for Krishna, from 7 o'clock. She goes from Javad, where she is living, in the house of her mother-in-law, Jyotira, Jyotira, Kutira, mother-in-law, sister-in-law. She's going early morning by the road which connects Javad to Nandagram. This is one very beautiful road, straight in the fields. You can walk that. Devotees like to do this pilgrimage, walking from Javad to Nandagram. This is very ecstatic road, beautiful. And you can imagine that Radharani was taking this road every morning. And she's actually still taking this road always every morning. So all the maidservant of Radharani and girlfriend of Radharani, all together, this is quite a big road. They're going all there in the morning. And when they reach Nanda Bhavan, means the house of Nanda Maharaj, the palace of Nanda Maharaj, Radharani will offer her obeisances to Yashoda Mata. She will bow down and put her forehead on Yashoda's lotus feet, bluish lotus feet, because Yashoda is blue like Krishna. Yeah? Shivar Maharaj explained, because she has been carrying Krishna in her womb during so much time. She became so much absorbed in thinking about Krishna that finally she is the same color as Krishna. So much so that the pure devotees, they experience the same love and unlimited bliss by seeing her than by seeing Krishna directly. So it's very similar to Krishna. That I don't know. I don't know. I cannot answer you. Why not? Everybody has different color. This is according to their mood, to the feeling of the heart. The color is a manifestation of the feeling of the heart. So, then after Radharani will wash her feet and enter into the kitchen. Because kitchen is so clean that even Radharani will wash her feet before entering kitchen of Yashoda. Perfect cleanliness. Everything first class. No? Can you imagine the kitchen of the spiritual world? Then they will start cooking for Krishna. Radharani is just managing many, many things. And telling to the other, you do this, you do like that, and running from one to the other, giving advice and directions. And also Mother Yashoda and Rohini, they are also supervising. And at the same time, she is also cooking something, stirring. She can cook many, many preparations at the same time. With her hands, stirring one, then stirring the other, then this, that, that. on the stove. You know the stove of Mother Yashoda's kitchen? How it worked? By sandalwood. They burned sandalwood in the stove. Yeah, first class. Sandalwood, that is for the cooking. Sandalwood, it is said like this. Maybe also cow dung sometime, but it is said sandalwood. Then her entire love is transferred to what she is cooking, as well as Mother Rohini's love, Mother Yashoda's love, and all the gopis' love, because all their love is transferred in what they are cooking. So that preparation also already becomes very special, because the entire love of Radharani or Mother Yashoda is there inside. Then they will serve this preparation to Krishna and his covered friend, which are seated in a row in the prasadam room. They are all seated in a row, and they will come and shyly serve this preparation with their face covered by a veil, because this is an assembly, so they are young girls, they have to be covered faces. And then Krishna, by testing this preparation, he will test the different love of the different devotees who have prepared that food. He knows who has prepared which preparation just by testing it, because the particular rasa or nature of the love of that devotee is there inside. So actually Krishna is not so much testing whether there is enough ghee or sugar, or whether this is sour, or it makes some nice feeling on the tongue. Krishna is not thinking about that. Krishna is thinking about that when this food, in which the love of his devotee is transferred, touch his lips, the love of that devotee also enter into his heart and into his entire living being. We say into his entire being, no? To his heart, and he feels that love. This is exchange of love, very deep exchange of love. This is unlimited, because we are speaking about Krishna. We are not speaking about another person. Krishna is unlimited. That means this feeling is unlimited. Their love is unlimited. So such food Krishna experienced by tasting Radharani's preparation, he experienced the same thing like by being with her. Like by being, when he is with her, speaking with Radharani, or dancing with Radharani, or different pastime, you know, arguing with her, all these things. He is experiencing her love by exchange, you know, mutual exchange. But by tasting the food she has prepared, he experienced the same thing, not lesser. So this is another way to remain in contact with Krishna, and for Krishna to remain in contact with his devotees. That's why by preparing food for him and sending food for him, they're actually sending their own heart to him, their own love, and he can experience that. Then, by eating this food, Krishna remembers this devotee, and experiences the love of this devotee, and leaves one more time the pastime he already had with these devotees internally, you know, thinking about the pastime he had with this devotee yesterday, or all these things. And by such divine meal, Krishna becomes completely fulfilled with love of his different devotees, you know. completely flooded by their pure love. Each and every preparation Krishna is tasting. Then, not only that, after, at that time, by tasting, the nectar of his lips is transferred also to the food. Because when we eat, we take some little part of the food, we put it in our mouth. Then again, we put our hand in the plate. Then it becomes uchista, or so to say, in our world, contaminated. As soon as you have touched your mouth and you put again your hand in the plate, plate is becomes your uchista, entire plate. Not only the, where you touch or the preparation you took, but an entire plate becomes your uchista. Uchista means what? It means your luggage becomes transferred to the food. What you have inside you becomes transferred to the food now. That's why you should never take the remnants of some sinful person, because you take also a sinful reaction. You take their karma. When you take remnants of someone, you take the karma of that person. It's transferred to you. But when you take the remnants of great soul, because they have no karma, they have only love for Krishna and complete surrender, that is also transferred in the food, and that you get. And if someone is mixed, then you get a mixed result. No? Someone is mixed devotee. He is a devotee, but also his sinful activities are not completely destroyed. Then you get some part of his devotion. You get also some part of his reaction.
And what about cooking if the devotee cooks, but with some offerings? We should accept the prasadam.
Yeah, we consider that whenever it is offered to Krishna, Krishna accepts it, and there will no be reaction in the from the consciousness of cooking only, there will not be after. But according to the devotion of the one who cooks, the prasad will become either more or less imbued with spiritual potency, because Krishna will accept it on different level according to how it has been cooked. And if someone is offending his devotees, Krishna will not even look at the food, even if you bring to the deity on the altar, because Krishna doesn't eat what someone who is offending his devotee is giving to him. He prefers fasting. He doesn't mind fasting. So if we offend Vaishnava, you can even bring food in front of deities, you can cook very nice things, you can chant all prayers, you can think, oh, deity is looking, but deity is just turning his head away. I don't want to see such food cooked by such offender, my devotee. After you may think this is prasad, but this is not prasad. This is not prasad. So you're just eating, like Krishna said, those who eat things which is not offered to me, they are just eating sins. So be careful. But if we are respecting the devotees, not offending the devotees, Krishna will always accept what we offer to him. That means we have always to go through the spiritual master when we offer. Prabhupada said the most important ingredient when we offer is that to go through the spiritual master. Never offer directly to Krishna. Offer to Guru, and Guru will offer to Gauranga, and Gauranga will offer to Radha Krishna. And Srila Haridas Thakur has that when you take off the food after
You have to take the food from Krishna, then offer to Gauranga, then to Guru also. Then only after take for you. Like when Prabhupada was living in Radha Damodar temple, sometimes they would give him, you know, before going to America, sometimes they would give him a garland from Radha Damodar. And Prabhupada would take the garland, go to his room, put the garland on Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta. Or if they would give him some food, Mahaprasad, he would take Mahaprasad and go and put in front of Bhaktisiddhānta offering. And they ask him, well, why are you not taking? And he said, first I have to offer to my Guru there, then after I will take. This is the mood of a Vaishnava. Then, so when Krishna tasted that food prepared by his devotees, his love mixed also inside the food, along with the love of the devotee who was cooking, who was already there, no? Then the power of his unlimited love also becomes transferred to the food. This is called Adharamrita, the nectar of his lips. So, this is very esoteric aspect, because the power of unlimited love of Krishna is pure rasa. What is rasa? Rasa is something we can experience on a very high level of spiritual realization. Different mellows and flavor of pure love, prema. Prema has different flavor, different mellow. That is transferred. Pure love of Krishna, the love he has in his heart, that is transferred to the food. That we call Adharamrita. Then at the end of the meal, they take the plates from Krishna, and Krishna goes now to he goes to rest for some time, then he goes to the forest. And during that time, one gopi, whose name is Danishta, she takes the plates from Krishna and brings that plates to Radharan, the two plates in which is Uchista, Krishna, creature, Krishna Uchista. And then Radharan honors that food, because she knows the value, what is inside. And in the same way, by tasting that food, she can experience the pure love for Krishna. Like he can experience her pure love by tasting the food. Then again, she tastes his pure love by eating his remnants. Sometimes the Anishta, she will not take the entire plate, she will just take some pieces of food and pack this and send to Radharani. Then they will take this piece of food and they will mix in their own food. Because the nature of Mahaprasada is whatever it touches, his spiritual potency is transferred to these elements also. And then when she is taking, then at the same time she is also transferring the nectar of her own lips to the food. And after that, food is given to her girlfriend, no? What do you not say? Given to Lalita, Vishaka, then to the Manjari. So, very special experience taking prasada. And they can release the love of Radharani mixed with the love of Krishna inside the prasada. We cannot go further
as a description that should be experienced after understood. This is needs a deep understanding of Krishna's pastime and rasa in the spiritual world. But this prasad, cooking for Krishna, Bhagavad prasad, taking the remnants of Krishna, giving to the devotees, is a very exalted part of spiritual life, very pure. Most of the devotees, they don't have access to that reality, no, because it's high level of devotion to be able to experience that. Normally devotee, we have access to some perception, like some, how to say, abhas. We experience something is there in the prasad. After taking prasad, we feel some special mood, you know, some special consciousness, better than normal. But only who is situated on a platform of pure love can experience this real, the real nature of that nature. So a spiritual master knows all this, and he can experience all this. Because he knows when he offers the food, he's offering, his love is transferred in the food. Then he knows Krishna's also. Adharamrita becomes transferred to the food. Then he is distributing to the devotees. He knows the value of that. This is the mercy of Krishna. By eating this remnants, we receive directly the love of Radha and Krishna into our hearts, into our life. If we take this prasad with our hearts, not with our belly, with our heart. Our belly or tongue is not really the senses that can experience prasad. Our heart only can experience prasad. So we must approach it with our heart and taste it with our heart. Like the Bhagavatam, we must read it with our heart, not with our eyes and our ears. That will not be enough. It has to be done with the heart. Like everything we do in devotional service has to be done from the platform of the heart. Then it's really devotion. When we're chanting the holy name of Krishna, if we're doing this with our tongue, that will not be the holy name. That will be a sound vibration. But if we do it with our heart, the experience will be different. And if we listen it with our hearts, so it's the same thing for prasada. So because the spiritual master has a realization and experience of all this, when he is distributing that divine substance to the assembly of devotees, he is feeling unlimited joy. Kritveva triptim bhajatosa deva. Because he knows, yes, they are getting, they are receiving that unlimited mercy from Krishna. This is coming directly from the plan of rasa, you know, from the spiritual world. This Bhagavad Prasadam is coming directly from Goloka. And they are receiving it in their life, receiving the mercy of Krishna. So he is feeling an unlimited satisfaction. When I was in France, New Mayapur, which year, I don't remember. Something. There was a Harisori, that was the 30 years of New Mayapur. That doesn't help me much. Maybe some 2004 or 5 or 6, I don't remember exactly. Harisori came, which was, he was the servant of Prabhupada, you know, during a long time, Harisori, who wrote a transcendental diary. And he was the servant of Prabhupada, I think, when Prabhupada came to New Mayapur at that time. So he gave the class that morning, and he was
saying some remembrances that he has with Prabhupada while being in New Mayapur. And in New Mayapur, which is the beautiful farm in France, castle, from Prabhupada's room, you see the field outside. Very, very beautiful room. Two rooms, actually. One is his big room for meeting the guests, this, and backside is his bedroom. Smaller room with a bed, and then bathroom is there. Bathroom, bedroom, and a chamber, we can say chamber. Yeah, dining room maybe. And there, from the windows, you can see the lawn. Lawn? You can see the lawn in front of the castle. And there is a big tree there, huge tree. I think this is, how we call this, a chêne. Oak tree. I think this is a big oak tree. Not sure, but I think so. Because in Mayapur there is a lot of oak tree, because friends, there's so much oak tree everywhere. It's very common. Not so being lived. Anyway, this is where the whole devotees, they used to take prasad and the shade of the huge tree on the lawn, because the tree is so big that it can shade 400 devotees. Yeah? It can shade 400 devotees sometime. And all devotees were taking prasad, and Prabhupada was looking from the window, devotees taking prasad on the lawn. He was in his room. And Harisori saw some tears falling from the eyes of Prabhupada. Just by looking at the devotee taking prasad, tears were falling from his eyes. Kritveva triptin bhajato sadeva andi guru shicha. Because Prabhupada knows the nature of that divine substance that they are, relishing. And he knows the entire life will become completely transformed just by tasting these lemons. He can see the potency of Krishna's love having effect. And he sees mercy of Mahaprabhu is spreading. So it's spiritual master feels unlimited happiness by seeing the mercy of Mahaprabhu being spread and reaching the hearts of conditioned souls. To such a spiritual master, who is coming from that plane of the pastime of Krishna, coming from that plane. Sometime during the day, the boys, covered boys, they will also pick some fruits in the forest, because there the whole trees are full of fruits. So they just look some nice fruit and they just pick it. And they collect, and when they will sit after near the Yamuna, they will serve these fruits to Krishna. This is also offering food to Krishna, raw fruits. Fruits and roots also, they offer raw roots also sometimes. Everything they can collect in Braj, they collect for the picnic. They will add to the preparation that their mother made, In that way, the covered boy, they also offer food to Krishna. Then after, they also most probably take the remnants of Krishna, And the mother of these covered boys, in the morning, they cook some preparation and they give to them for the picnic, And when doing so, they know that they will be shared with Krishna also. So they cook for Krishna. So their love goes into these sweets. And they will bring that. And Radharani also cooking in the evening from her own house. Because in the evening she is not allowed to go to Nandagram. So she cooks from Javapur. Then she will send her maidservant with some basket
full of ladus, Manohara ladus, and other sweets. And her maidservant will bring this basket. She will have to. Yeah, Manohara ladu. Huh? How look like? Like a bowl, I guess. I don't know. No. Maybe you ask Shivana Maharaj. Maybe he can give you shape and recite. I don't know. I don't have this deep knowledge of Krishna's pastime. I guess he knows what is shape and recite. But they will bring this Nadu to Nandagram again, and they will personally put them on the plate of Krishna. Then again, they will be given by Dhanishta some remnants from Krishna, and they will bring these remnants in some containers, you know, back to Javad, to Radharani. So the prasadam in the spiritual pastime of Krishna plays a very important part, and it is really treasure-like, very precious substance, you know, very precious. The spiritual master knows all of this, and he can also experience the love of Krishna when he tastes the prasadam. So, this was the fourth verse of Gurvastakam. And we are also even tasting the love of Gornitai, because we are offering the prasad to Gornitai. Normally we are supposed, it was there before in the orange book. In the new book they removed that step, that after offering the food to Radha Krishna and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, before offering back the food, the Mahaprasadam, to the spiritual master, we offered it to Mahaprabhu before. And then we offered it to the spiritual master. It was there in orange book. Idam Mahaprasadam with Gaur Mula Mantra. I am still doing it because I learn like this, and this is for me a part that I cannot remove because it's very esoteric aspect and beautiful aspect, very transcendental experience. When you offer the prasadam from Radha and Krishna to Gornitai, because they know, when if you know this pastime when Mahaprabhu receiving, you know, prasadam from Jagannath, and he became completely stern and tears were falling from his eyes. So how can you not offer him? But in our process we can also think that we are offering, actually we are only assisting the spiritual master to offer the food. So the spiritual master knows all these details and he will do. You understand? He will take care of also presenting to Mahaprabhu. So that means even after Radha and Krishna's mercy has been transferred into the prasad, then the mercy of Gornitai will also become transferred into the prasad. Can you imagine such a substance? What is the value of such a substance? When Lord Shiva got some remnants of Mahaprasad from beneath the nail of Narada. You know that story. Narada went to Vaikuntha and he wanted the remnants of Lord Narayan. But Lakshmi Devi informed him that this is not possible because the Lord has made me promise that I will never ever give his remnants to no one, to nobody, to anyone. It's impossible. I don't have right to do that. I promised him. I will never give to no one, to anyone. Oh, So Narada decided to serve Lakshmi Devi in order to get her, favor. He served Lakshmi Devi during 1,000 years. Was so devoted, so much devotion and perfection that after 1,000 years, she said, "What do you want, Narada? I cannot, it's too much, you know, 1,000 years you're serving me, like, what do you want really? Why are you doing only?" Narada said, "I want the remnants of Lord Narayana." And that time she was really, you know, she didn't know what to do, because she has promised to Lord Narayana and she will never give to anyone the remnants of his food, but at the same time, that was Narada, and he has been serving her during 1,000 years. How can she refuse? That would be also really ungrateful. Yeah? So she gave him some remnants, not taking into account the promise. She broke the promise she had done to the Supreme Lord in order to bless Narada. We can do so. This is for a pure devotee, we can do so. So she broke. She took some remnants of Lord Narayan one day and she gave to Narada Muni, and Narada Muni got and he started eating. Then Narada Muni thought, "Oh, my life is completely fulfilled. I reached the perfection of life." And he became completely infused with pure love. His heart became completely infused with prema. Then Narada Muni thought, "Oh, I have to tell this to my dear friend Shiva. Such a mercy I received." So he left, thanked Mother Lakshmi from the bottom of his heart, and finally left and went to Kailash where Lord Shiva was. And Lord Shiva was in meditation and Narada Muni arrived dancing, completely in ecstasy. And by having received the remnants of Lord Narayana. So when Lord Shiva saw Narada Muni, he saw, "Wow, this is Narada, but he became golden. See, Narada, why are you shining like this today? How did you become so golden?" Narada Muni told him, "Oh, because I received the remnants of Lord Narayana." And he explained him the whole story. "I received it." And Lord Shiva said, "So you must have brought some to me. Who would have come to see one guest and to explain all his good fortune to his friend without even being some to his friend? You cannot do that. That will not be proper. You know, that will be really offensive. Like to go and to see someone who is angry and tell him, 'Oh, I just have eaten one nice meal. My belly is full.' It's not correct, no?" And then Narada Muni became very much embarrassed. "Oh, I didn't talk about that." He realized his mistake. He really felt awkward, you know. He said, "Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I didn't thought even one second about bringing something to you. Because there was so much ecstasy from that experience, And Lord Shiva said, "Are you sure? You don't have nothing left?" And he was completely, brokenhearted. Then Narada thought for a while, and he said, "Wait." And from under his nail, he took some, tiny morsel of food which has remained stuck there. He put it like this and gave to Shiva. "This is all I have left." Still under the effect of ecstasy, you know, Narada. "But this is all I have left. Sorry. Sorry to present it to you in that way, but this is what I have. But Lord Shiva took it really at heart, you know, he took that small morsel, his great love, and he put in his mouth. And when he touched his tongue, then he closed his eyes and started dancing. And he said, "Jai, I received the remnants of Supreme Lord Narayana." And he became also infused with prema and started dancing and dancing and laughing. And he danced so much vigorously that while he was dancing, when he was rising his left feet in the air, all his weight would be transferred on his right feet. Then the Earth planet started to tilt on the left. Then when he put his left feet, his whole weight became transferred into his left feet, and the Earth tilt on the right. So the Earth start moving like that on her orbit. Then finally the whole demigods, they become afraid. What's happening? And they brought Lakshmi Devi and they said, "Please pacify your husband, because he will just remove the Earth from her orbit. It is the effect of just receiving one drop of Lord Narayana's prasad. What to say about Radha and Krishna's prasad, no?" So it was very special, this verse. Chatur Vidashi Bhagavad Prasadam. This is directly from Braj Lila, from the pastime of Radha and Krishna. Spiritual master knows all these things. And when he tastes this, he can experience this. And when he sees that this mercy of Mahaprabhu and mercy of Radha and Krishna is spread to all people, he becomes deeply satisfied at heart. Yes, now his mission is fulfilled, because he is spreading, you know, the mercy. Like when he sees devotees doing kirtan, he's feeling so much happiness. So, Chatur Vidashi Bhagavad Prasad Sadhana Triptana Ribhakti Sankhya Kridvaiva Triptim Vajatos Deva Vande Guru Shri Charanarvinda. Such a spiritual master, he is endowed with Shri, the divine potency of Radharani. Thus he can experience all this. And give it to even most fallen souls. Prabhupada started Prasadam distribution in 26, second of him, you know, cooking himself everything for Krishna, for the Sunday feast, and distributing them the prasad. We have this video, we see them, no? They are serving their plate like this. Kirtanananda is serving. So this is his beginning. At that time, maybe they didn't realize what they were doing, but Prabhupada knew what he was doing. So this is by the mercy of spiritual master. In one more time, by offering food to Krishna, we enter actually in the divine world of Krishna. Because how you can ask, give food to someone without entering into the world of that person? Isn't it? There is meeting. When you offer food, there is meeting. No? First you have to meet the person, and after I can give you food. No? The food that I send has to meet you, otherwise it will not be offered. Or I can send that food by post. Sometimes we receive some maprasad by post. No? It happens in your life. Some devotee sending some package, you open, oh, this is Mahaprasad from somewhere or here or there. No? Can be also. But the food has to reach you really. So when we offer the food, by our devotion, that food will reach directly Krishna. Then after it will come back by His mercy. So many pastime about food offering. How Raghava Pandit was offering food, coconut to Gonitai. He would open green coconut, he would open, chop them, make two holes, no? And put them on the altar. Then after leaving, and Gonitai, they would drink the water inside the coconut. When he would come back after the offering, the coconut were empty. No more water inside. Gonitai, they have drank whole coconut. Then he will open the coconut and, scrub the pulp inside, put it on one plate, and again offer to Gonitai now. You have taken juice, now you take pulp also. Then again, this is special. This is Raganuga Bhakti, you know. But still, he was following all the rules of cleanliness. There is nobody as clean Putvari as Raghava Pandit, you know. Because sometimes one day he rejected the coconut because some dust from the ceiling fell on the coconut. His servant brought the coconut and he touched the ceiling with his right hand, then after again touched the plate. And Raghava Pandit said, hey, you touched the ceiling and after you touched the plate with coconut, you don't know when people are walking, the dust from their feet is rising in the air and touch the ceiling also. So you touch the ceiling and you touch the coconut after, so throw away these coconuts. We cannot offer to Gonitai. They are contaminated. Bring some new coconut. You see how they are careful of, you know. But still he was doing his own spontaneous offering to Gonitai, offering coconut, first juice, then pulp. And sometime when he would come back, even there was no more pulp on the plate. Sometimes there were some pulp. And Gonitai, sometimes they were also refilling the coconut with water. But Prashadam water. This water was no more from this world. Krishna is refilling the plate. So there is exchange. What we give, what we cook, that banana, that rice, that whatever, we give, that will reach Goraka. Really. These ingredients we have made, they will be transferred to Goraka. Krishna will take them. Then they will be transferred back. So there is exchange between the spiritual world when we're doing that. Yes. So by giving us that possibility, spiritual master is introducing us gradually into the pastime of Krishna. Even though in the beginning we are just like blind fellow, we don't see nothing, but we are doing guru telling us right, left, you know, when you're blind, you don't know nothing. Better you listen carefully what Guru is telling, otherwise you may fall into a ditch or just enter into a wall. But he will tell you, do like this. We don't see him, but we are already introduced in the pastime of Krishna. No? By mercy of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is in Gaur-lila. That means we are already in Gaur-lila. No? Welcome. How do you feel about to be in Gaur-lila? Is it nice? Yeah? You like to be in Gaur-lila? Yeah, we are already in Gaur-lila, Prabhupada said. We don't see it. This is our bad fortune. We are like a blind fellow in the Gaur-lila, living in our dream. Our crazy dream. You know, like someone who is blind, he is somewhere, but he is blind, so he cannot see where he is, but he is living in his crazy dream inside. He is there, but what he perceives is only his crazy dream, even though he is already there.
I saw a doctor of a psychiatric people. Somebody there had been a guest, and the doctor said, oh, he thinks he's a dream. The other one, he thinks he's something, somebody else. But they put them in the hospital, psychiatric hospital. So they think they are some personality.
Yeah.
And we need to hear the thing that is bad.
Exactly the same thing.
And then the problems of this reason.
We are like same situation, like psychiatric affected.
As soon as we think we are body, there is immediately we need what body. I have to eat, sleep, marry, work. All these things become what body needs to form. And when you identify the vicious mind, it's just a question of worship, Krishna. You don't need to go through all this for everybody.
Yeah. That's the mercy of the Vaishnava. They introduce us to that world. Welcome, dear souls, to the Gaura Lila. You are fortunate. And that's why Prabhupada says every person who is in this movement is not ordinary person, because he joined the pastime of Mahaprabhu. Yeah, because Prabhupada is an associate of Mahaprabhu, so he can say this. Wherever Prabhupada was, they were inside the pastime of Mahaprabhu, because he is coming from the pastime. And if we are carrying on what Prabhupada did, we are still living in the extension of the pastime of Mahaprabhu, means we are living in the extension of his instruction and service. So we are still. And still some associate of Mahaprabhu, they are still there on the planet, because they will always be. Always be. Because their presence is necessary in order to maintain the sampradaya bona fide. Otherwise, conditioned soul, they always deviate. So we got that mercy, Yasya Prasada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai.